Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Comments galore on social media this week about the big items on our charts from Talkers Magazine, and that's the object of affection in this next hour. The DJV program presents an overview of the hot hits, if we are using some of the language of the earlier days in my career. We are playing the hits, if you will. The hot, there used to be at the end of the year, the Hot 100 songs, and we do the top 10 stories every week, actually. I like the countdown on the music stations, every format, country and AC. All the music stations have these countdowns every weekend. Started with Casey Kasem. Matter of fact, ladies, I can remember having a conversation on the air with Casey Kasem about his, when we were talking about the, obviously, the American Top 40 show that he did. And then he found out that I was doing a knockoff on News Talk. And he sort of laughed about it. He said, what did he say? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And so he congratulated me on having, I think at the time we had like 300 stations that were doing the countdown. And this was back in the late 80s, maybe early 90s, somewhere in there. So it was kind of, it was fun to have that acknowledgement. But basically, that's the story. Every week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, is able to construct a list that has the top 10 items on it from news talk stations around the country that they monitor, the hosts, the programs themselves, and the stations, so that we come up with this list, or they do, and then we talk about it on the air here in sort of an ancillary fashion. It's an accompanying hour to Michael Harrison going through all of these stories and people lists. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So it's become quite a tradition, and I thought it was a good idea to bring the DJVers into this. So Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and new to our list of participants is Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of social media on the DJV program, among many other things. So, ladies, I might say to you, as you look at this list, Victoria, I'm going to start with you. As you look at this list, is there anything here that comes up to the equivalency of the number one story this week, which is obviously what went on in the Capitol? Is there anything here that, I mean, it seems that we've been overwhelmed with a focus on this since the attack took place, but are there other things on here that we ought to be spending some time on that have been lost? You were saying, I think, in a couple of different circumstances on the air, well, this didn't get talked about this week, or right. That didn't get talked about this week.
Not much did. Anybody who had a bad PR week, looking at you, Hilaria Baldwin, this was a great week for you, because no one's talking about you anymore. I think number three, the Georgia runoff election, right before the attack on the Capitol, that was definitely the biggest story. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's still more to that story. When are they getting sworn in? When are those results certified yet? There are a lot of questions that I have that, you know, we just haven't had time to look into anything because everything's just been all consuming with the attack on the Capitol. But mm-hmm. I would think that's probably a very close 1A.
Right.
I think even that phone call that Trump made to the Georgia election official, that was a big deal, and there are people, I guess, looking into that to see if that was illegal or whatever. But I still think that the attack is the proper number one, and I think the Georgia runoff should be two.
Certainly, there were a lot of buttons pushed this week by the president. I always almost call him the former president, because in my mind, he kind of is. Jennifer, do you want to take a shot at picking something in there that may, in your mind, have deserved more talk, more coverage, more thought, but we were all overwhelmed by the attack?
I think obviously the bulk of the energy in all of our rooms went to that. But I think, yes, the Georgia race is a big story. But for me, the most important and maybe I think you could even argue more important issue than even the attack on the Capitol is what is number nine on the list, which is social media and the First Amendment. I think it is completely under attack. I think a lot of people have not been...
The First Amendment or social media?
I think social media is attacking the First Amendment in this mm-hmm. country. I think that it goes hand in hand for a reason on the list. what I think is ridiculous, again, whether you blame Trump, you hate Trump, they took down the video calling for his protester, the people who were out there, to go home because they said he was inciting violence by saying to people, go home. And I think we are in a really dangerous position where we just shut people down that we don't like on social media. I think it is wrong. I know it's their right as a private business, but they're in a gray area. They're acting somewhere between a utility and a private company. And because of that, they have certain responsibilities that are being violated. I had several friends yesterday, and me included, who lost lots of Twitter followers because of the contents of our tweets. Thousands of Twitter followers just poof, vanished over the course of the day yesterday. And so I really take issue with people calling for unity when only one group is allowed to talk. And I don't think it's ever going to be capable.
Well,
I don't think we'll ever be capable of reaching that if we continue down this path. You know, we live in a country where we are supposed to be able to sit at tables with people that we don't agree with. That's what I take pride on, that we try to do here every single day on the Countdown, on the DJV show. We try to have various opinions. And you know what? I hate when they get too hot because I feel like no one's listening if we're not talking to each other. And by shutting people down and living in an echo chamber with one school of thought, we're never going to accomplish anything. And so I think that should actually be a lot higher than number 9 on the list, because I think it really matters once this is all in the past.
Well, I think that you've hit a nerve here, and it's worth, because radio, talk radio especially, is part of this. And I feel sometimes like we are shouted down if we're in the middle or on the other side by people who want to, the overwhelming force on talk radio is from the right. There certainly are on television opportunities and elsewhere. Certainly the print media is overwhelmingly pushed to the left. So when do we get to, and the social media giants, that is Google and Facebook and I guess, you know, Instagram and Twitter, as they all fit in there, but they're all controlled. Isn't Facebook the controlling interest in Instagram? Don't they own it?
They own it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you got no variety. What's been the discussion for many years for me is consolidation and ownership of media, whether it be radio, television, print, magazines, and now with the new world media of media, that is the social media, we have this thing called the First Amendment. We have this thing called freedom of speech. I don't give a damn whether you like what I say or not. I have a right to say it. I have a right to say anything as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. And if it does harm somebody else, they have the right to come after me and sue me if they want to. That's the protection. As far as these arrogant people, I was going to use another term, who run, especially, I find Zuckerberg to be reprehensible. I find him to be just...
He's always been a douche. Just watch the movie. Well, I totally agree with Jen on this one, though. You know, Mark...
By the way, Armie Hammer played the twins...
The Winklevi, yeah.
Right, exactly. We're trying to get their due. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, I agree with Jen on this, and I think for far too long, especially Facebook, especially Mark Zuckerberg, he has just been skating through the gray area. Jen's right. It's part utility. It's part private company, but it's just I think that we need to move forward and identify, okay, what exactly is social media? And
who's going
right
to do
now,
that? Who's going to do that?
There are a lot of calls for, you know, for laws to be made. There are calls. There have been a million different reviews, you know, panels reviewing.
Take out Section 230. That was one of the big sticking
points.
What's
that? What's Section 230?
Section 230 provides these protections for social media companies to operate kind of as they are. And so they want to review that. They haven't even decided. No one's really even come out. Republicans or Democrats have not really come out on one side or the other.
He wants to get rid of it, Section
230. Well, so does, and by the way, so does Trump and McConnell. So if that's true, then maybe we find something bipartisan that we can move forward on early. But I think what they want to do is review it more than anything else to see how it should be applied. And I think that's fair. It's moderate. And, you know, I didn't know that Biden was for it. So, hey, if Biden, McConnell, and Trump are all on the same page on anything, like, why not actually make this a priority?
Yep.
All right. There is, I think, I want to get Jay's point of view on this in a matter of moments. We'll pause for a moment here in our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in news talk radio for this past week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2-4-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Hi, meanwhile, back in the ranch here on the Talk Radio Review, the charts for the week of January 4th to the 8th. According to Talkers Magazine, Jay Kirshner is with us for the first time this week, a new member of our DJV clan. She's in charge of social media to begin with. So what about the things that Victoria and Jennifer have said regarding social media and its impact? What's your view?
Yeah, well, I mean, I find it so interesting. I know that social media, the different platforms, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook and Instagram, you know, Facebook owning Instagram, they have their policies, and they are very strict on different guidelines. No violence type of posting, no bullying behavior. But at the same time, it's like they pick and choose when and who they want to enforce that on.
Mm-hmm.
And
very handy.
Well, I'm very anti-bullying. I'm very against bullying. But at the same time, you can't really control that. That's still a freedom of speech in a way, and there is a difference of somebody stating their opinion that's not bullying, but because somebody disagrees with it, they take it as bullying, and then they'll flag that handle, and then Twitter automatically, you know, suspends that handle for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's broken.
Yeah. And the fact that they suspended the account, the Twitter account that the president had this week, how'd that settle with people on social media, the reflection on that? You must have seen a lot of comments.
I did. I saw a lot of people saying it's about time, what took so long, and that, you know, it's kind of like, well, for what they're saying about why they did it, okay, well, yeah, what took so long. But then I'm seeing other people saying, hey, wait a second, I started my day seeing with what Trump tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
So people are kind of missing it. Like, wait a second, we want him to go away, but he's still entertaining for us.
21 after the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review for this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all part of the DJV Morning program, where actually it airs all around the clock, all around the country, and all around the world. Appears on all of these stations pretty much either through the end of the week or over the weekend. And so we are working on the list. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here, though, because I want to get Jennifer's input on the inauguration, the lockdown we were just talking about, who's been arrested, who's worried about what. There are right-wingers who are crazy. There are left-wingers who are crazy. And they're creating this mayhem that, you know, one wonders how anybody really thinks this is good for us. Or is it just that we're so, Trump was a narcissist. Everybody's thinking about themselves.
I would say it's not just Trump. Anybody who runs for presidency is pretty much because they think they can solve the problems of the free world. But there's a survey that came out this week, I think, and it was reported in Axios, and I'm going to say close to, if not maybe a little more than 70% of Americans, not on political party, but Americans think that the country is in a downward spiral, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think when we talk about the mental illness impact of a COVID-19 shutdown, when we talk about the hatred that's happening in political parties and political divisions across the country, people are feeling it, and I think they're feeling like the country is just not going in the right direction. I think as Americans, we have always been blessed to have a bit of optimism about things getting better and about improving our situations, and I feel like that optimism is dying, and it's dying really quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's being helped along by all of this division in the news media and on social media. I can't tell you how many, every day I'm getting so many more attacks on social media than I ever have in my whole life. And why? You know, I'm just saying my opinion. They're saying theirs.
Right.
I mean, why? I don't go after and attack
the cancel culture, it's called, among other things. So the impeachment of the president second time around, we're going to use this kind of like a kickstand to a bicycle. Now, everybody, there's already some in the Republican Party who are going to try to impeach Biden before he even gets into office. I mean, this is lunacy. And it is creating, as you just suggested, to the downfall of the country, which is exactly what the Chinese want.
Right.
We're
and
playing
now you have
right
snap,
into their
so now,
hands.
Snap impeachments have been normalized. So now you have Republicans making a dumb move true. This one woman going to try to file articles of impeachment on Biden the first day just to make
for
a
what?
Point.
He's not even there yet.
Right. Because that's the same. That's the same argument that Republicans made. Why are you trying to impeach Trump? There's no real constitutional reason to do this. And so now we've normalized the snap impeachment. And so now when we don't like somebody, we're going to just impeach him. And what used to be the most powerful tool to be used in the Constitution to take out people is now just, it's been, there's a B word. You know what I'm talking about, but it's been advised because there's no, you know, there's just no... There's no sense. There's no set of...
Is the word
no,
bastardized? Is that what
yes.
you're trying to say?
Yeah. No, I okay. just yeah, I, that didn't want to be rude. Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't want to be rude to all the
are you kidding?
Out there.
Have you listened to some of the other talk radio programs on the air around the country? That's hardly rude. I used to be upset when people would say, I'm pissed off. I didn't think that should ever be on the air, but it's everywhere. People say, oh, yeah, that was you could never say it. When I was a younger person in talk radio in the 70s and 80s, you couldn't say
that.
Stuff like that. I don't like it, actually. But
I started in satellite where I could say anything, so I have to really make sure I don't say things.
Right.
Because terrestrial is very different rules.
Yeah, right. All right, so number six on the countdown this week, story of race relations. I saw something I really want to spend some more time with. There's a pastor in Houston, Texas, who got I think he got arrested for bilking millions and millions of dollars out of his church. And people who are black are saying, oh, you only went after him because he's black. Why don't you go after Joel Osteen, who probably is guilty of the same things? He's probably right.
All those preacher people.
Oh, yeah. Just,
I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Incredible story of how they rip off millions and millions
until
from their
you
supporters.
Have a case against Joel Osteen, then, I mean, it's really hard to say, why don't you go after him? You
28
know?
Past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, at this time of year, one of the questions I'm most frequently asked is, does my pet need to wear a coat when she goes outside? Many people assume that since she has a coat of her own, the coat given to her by Mother Nature, your dog doesn't need to wear a coat or a sweater. This assumption is erroneous, since your dog's coat has been fooled by modern technology. You see, she's living in an environmentally controlled climate with the luxury of indoor heating, which fools Mother Nature. When animals live outdoors, their coats and their bodies have an opportunity to gradually adjust to the colder temperatures as the summer turns to fall and the fall turns to winter. The gradual change of seasons allows the body to assimilate and the coat grows much thicker. But when the pet lives indoors with an average temperature of 68 to 70 degrees, her coat just doesn't grow in the way it needs to offer her full protection. So here's my rule of thumb. When you go outdoors and you need a coat, probably your pet needs one too. I know you don't want to look foolish with your dog in a jacket, but it'll make the dog more comfortable and happier. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
Is necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Inauguration Day approaches, what do we know about the 25,000 National Guardsmen and women? That's the FBI thoughts, as the FBI is vetting every National Guard member stationed in the nation's capital. The FBI began screening the National Guard troops upon their arrival to D.C. over a week ago. In addition to the review, Guard members are also receiving training to detect potential insider threats. Two separate migrant caravans of about 5,000 people are moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border, calling on incoming Biden administration to honor their commitment and open up the border. A Biden transition official, however, warned migrants against coming to the United States, saying now is not the time to make the journey. The National Park Service is reporting a San Jose man remained missing on Monday after he was swept out to sea off the Point Bonita Lighthouse Trail near the San Francisco Bay entrance. Known as King Tides, heavy surf will continue for the next couple of days. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some awesome divisional playoffs in the National Football League over the weekend have revealed who's moving on and the guys that get to watch the remainder of the 2020 season from the couch. On Saturday, the Packers beat the Rams 32-18. The Bills knocked out the Ravens 17-3. On Sunday, the Chiefs beat the Browns 22-17. And finally, the Breeze versus Brady showdown has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moving on with the win over the Saints 30-20. Drew Breeze after the game.
There are obviously so many incredible memories, so many incredible relationships that have come as a result of playing this game. And then you find out so much about yourself, and you have to fight through so much, you know, when you play this game. And I'd say this season probably had to fight through more than I've ever had to in any other season in my career. From injury to all the COVID stuff to just crazy circumstances, man, it was worth every moment of it. Absolutely.
Tom Brady after the game.
Yeah, just so proud of our, you know, everyone, the whole organization, you know, our coaches have put in so much work and effort getting us this point and preparing us every day and just done an amazing job. And, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining. So it's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but... You know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have a constituency that wants us to continually look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Thus, at the end of the week, the DJVers, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug are here at your service to go through the official list that comes from Talkers Magazine. The economy is number 5. How do you feel, Victoria, about your economic reality? Are you better off today? That was the old question Reagan asked when, and people answered no when he was running against Jimmy Carter. Are we better off today than we were last year at this time? That's almost laughable.
Jeez, I know, right? Yeah. To think of the suffering and how how many of my friends have been through so much just struggle in the last, you know, 8-10 months. It's so
and do
horrible.
They realize when there's a government program? As we have had and we are going to continue to have to sort of help us through all of this, that the money at the end of the day comes from someplace where it's, nobody really seems to know where it's coming from. There have been those who have just said, oh, well, they're printing money in Washington. Well, but they should.
Right, but you know what though? But when you're thinking about like, can I pay rent? Can I buy food? Can I, you know?
What would happen if
can I get my business back?
If most countries don't have the kind of benevolent government that we do.
Oh, actually, that's not true during the pandemic. Have you read what European countries have done for businesses? They've actually paid. They've essentially completely supported businesses, and they've paid people to stay home and not work. And because, you know, when with the pandemic, they didn't want people going out. So in Europe, it's they've been subsidized.
Where's the money come from, though? Where does it come from?
I don't know. Whatever their, I have no idea. Wherever their government spending is, I don't know. I just know that the other countries have treated their citizens a lot better than we've been arguing over $600, one check for $600, and other countries in Europe have actually helped people survive and pay rent and keep their houses and their mortgages, and I think we're a disaster. It's despicable.
Well, I think there's a lot more. I think it's a lot deeper than that, and there's a social aspect to it, the economic aspect to it. There's a toll that's being taken, and you have to wonder, you know, when it boils right down to the bottom line, I think that one of the real serious problems that nobody's dealing with on this is surface, subsurface, as deep as you can go, there are too many people on the planet, too many people in America, too many people in any area of the world, and they can't be managed. And that's one of the real problems. Helping out all these people that come, some people that have no skills, they have no job, they have no way of making a living, the mental health problems that exist, the physical problems. We're just creating problems on top of problems on top of problems that we keep kicking the can of whatever the problem is down the road instead of dealing with it as we ought to. In your own personal life, you can't create a situation economically that we've created in our country. You can't. And so what the toll, and the Chinese know this, when they released that virus in Wuhan, they knew what the implications were going to be, and they know now, they can see it. We're crumbling at the feet of our own sort of destruction. We're destroying ourselves by all of this infighting. I think it was Karl Marx who said that we will be destroyed from within, not from outside. But that doesn't mean we're going to get a little help inside from the Russians and the Chinese and whoever else wants to eat away at our core. So I find it very distressing looking at the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number four on the countdown this week, I think you could argue that this might be a little more important than number four, but I'll leave it there because that's where talkers list. You can find this list, by the way, every week posted at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, in talkers.com, the stories and the people. So let's talk about COVID and the implications. You were talking about what's going on overseas. I thought it was interesting, Victoria. The people who have been infected by COVID may have immunity to the virus for 5 months, according to what the British have found out anyway.
Yeah.
It's
a moving number. We've seen so many different studies. You know, there was a study that came out a couple weeks ago. I believe it was originated here in the U.S., and they said that you might get 8 months of immunity. This new study from the U.K. says it's 5 months. I think it just, you know, it depends. But the problem, though, is that people who had the virus early on, February, March, April, May, their immunity is pretty much up if you go by these studies. And a lot of those people are refusing to get the vaccine because they think that they're still immune. So that's kind of the problem. And you can get reinfected. That's no one has disputed that yet. So I think it's a mess. We've had so many different things being thrown at us. It's hard to know what to believe.
So what do we believe? Where do we go with our beliefs? Everything's being shaken to the core, as I suggested a few minutes ago. COVID has done a number on us, and nobody really can explain to me, by the way, how it is. This has been my drum roll from the very beginning, why it is that something that has, I don't mean to diminish it, but the significance of this in terms of other problems like SARS that came and went, many more people died of that than are dying of this, and the economy wasn't disrupted the way this this particular circumstance has presented itself.
Wait, more people died here of SARS? Because I don't think that's accurate.
I think that there are more people around the world. I'm not just talking about, we get so introspective. I'm talking about the global situation that has presented itself with COVID, because it is a global problem, and SARS and any other thing that's, I'm very much opposed to the way that we have handled this economically. Closing everything down to the detriment of a lot of people who have worked their lives, and it was out of their control. Worked their lives to build a business, and it's destroyed. And so who is controlling? You know, that's the question again. Who controls the message? Who controls the fix? Who's in charge here? Are you in charge of your own life? Not anymore. You aren't in charge of your life. You have to do what the herd mentality. Now, I'm not disagreeing. I think wearing a mask and having the distancing is the way to fix this problem. But can you do that and still sort of run things in a fairly normal way? I'd like to think that was the case, and I think that the experience of the past bears that out. But there are a lot of selfish people also, and that's what we'd have thrown in our face. Well, look at all these people who don't do that. They're spoiling
they're
it for everybody else.
Yeah, and those people
well,
are
how
the
do you do?
We have to keep shutting down again.
Yeah, well, but how do you fix that? How do you not destroy? These people think that it's all about them. You talk about Trump being a narcissist. I think the world, certainly of America, is loaded with narcissists. It's all about me, me, me. We have the me generation, even. The generation that's behind me, your generation, has been referred to as the me generation.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, what is that? What does that forestall? The generation after you... the Gen Xers, is that what they are?
That Gen X is ahead of me. Before the label of millennial came along, I was just a Gen Yer. So,
okay.
I don't know. Now everybody's all encompassed into millennial. It sort of stretches from, I don't know, 18 up to 39 or something. So I'm not really sure. But yeah, the Gen Z, which are the younger kids now, you know, that's, who knows what that generation will
be. The horse is out of the barn. You know, the social media impact, the devices that people are so, I mean, it's like we're becoming zombies. We pay attention to nothing but that device that's in our hand. Take it with you everywhere if you don't have one. I went to an appointment with a doctor yesterday, and I didn't have my iPhone with me, and he wouldn't let me in because I couldn't dial him or send him a text on my iPhone that I was there. So I choose not to bring my iPhone, so now I'm going to be penalized because I don't have it with me?
Well, you have to call ahead before the... Yeah, that's kind of how a lot of doctor's offices are working right
now.
You
know what? That's not the way my life works. I don't carry the iPhone with me every place I go. I don't
have
it as
phone?
An appendage. Yeah, that's not the point. The point is that we've become so dependent on those screens and the phones that we can't do anything on our own. And remember earlier, would you, this week?
Well, you're the exception on that one.
What was that? I don't think,
Everybody else has a phone on them.
That doesn't mean it's right at all. It doesn't mean, because I'm the exception, it doesn't mean I'm right. Anyway, I was thinking about something.
You're like the guy who, like, insists on, I'm just going to keep riding my bicycle. I'm not going to give in to this newfangled automobile thing. I mean, it's like, yeah, the bicycle works, sure, but, you know, everyone else has a car.
I have a car with 500 horsepower engine in it, so I've left the bike behind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. The inauguration and its impact, that's the next thing in our focus here. On the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and you, Jay Kirshner, is monitoring our social. And if you care to express yourself on any of these things, help yourself at DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter.
Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2-4-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
All right, so let's get at it here, Victoria. The situation with the Joe Biden inauguration, very interesting that the news media has been told not to display, or anybody coming from any form of media, not to display their badges during the inauguration.
Yeah.
Not to, and that is because of their own safety? Is that, what's
it's
the
their
reason?
Their own safety, because a lot of news media members were targeted during the Capitol riots, and they were attacked. So, mm-hmm. And a lot of people beaten, like, some of the images are horrific. I mean, just beaten badly, and just because they had a news lanyard. So, yeah, I think that's probably a wise thing.
All right, one of the things that's ancillary to this is how Airbnb has canceled all of their Metro Washington reservations. The impact of the impeachment and what happened with the Capitol attack last time, I thought that was a fairly interesting and insightful thing to do, and maybe a lot of people, I'm guessing a lot of people around the country haven't heard that story.
Perhaps. I think it's the smart thing to do liability-wise. I mean, you know, can you imagine if somebody who travels to an Airbnb, you get to check in without even meeting the host. It's a, you know, usually it's that contactless check-in, and which I love because, you know, I don't like the people. So that's a good part of it. But can you imagine someone, let's say, just checks into an Airbnb, has tons of weapons, something bad happens, and then Airbnb would be liable for that. So I think it's a smart business move to just cancel everything.
All right. The other thing that has to do with the inauguration, and there's a connection between the inauguration and the Capitol attack after the certification of Biden becoming president, the FBI terrorist watch list. And who is watching that? The fact that so many of these people were in Washington for the events on January 6th, and the FBI was asleep at the switch completely.
Yeah.
Out to lunch.
I know, and we found out last week, and we talked about this on the DJV show, that there was an FBI warning. A report went out the day before, and for whatever reason, it was just largely ignored. I think it originated out of Northern Virginia, and I don't know why, but it was just ignored. So I just hope that everything is safe and everyone is safe and for the inauguration and that nothing happens. I've seen so much stuff on coming from dark web, and now that, you know, everyone got pushed off of Twitter, it scares me that people are getting pushed further and further underground, and we're not going to be aware of it.
Again, management issues with people. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV overview of the hot hits and News Talk Radio, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to do Tech Talk from this past week. The top five items on the list of considerations, a lot of things, a lot of people are paying attention to CES. Let's find out what Victoria has done through her research to find the top five stories, starting with a new wireless charger that's being sold by Apple. And if you have it, well, listen to what Victoria tells you to do with it.
Yeah, be careful if you have a Belkin portable wireless charger and stand, the special edition. It was sold in Apple retail stores and online on Apple and Belkin sites, but apparently they can catch fire and they can even shock the user. So no injuries or incidents have been reported yet, but they have apparently found through their own testing that these chargers that were sold between July of 2020 and October of 2020 are being voluntarily recalled. So the stand has a 10,000 amp power capacity. It can charge at high speeds. It's got a lot of power to it, and apparently it leaves it vulnerable to overheating and catching fire, and then, of course, giving someone an electric shock if they mishandle it. So if you own one of these Belkins, you can go to the Belkin support site and figure out how you can get a refund and send the product back. So just be very careful. This is the reason, actually, why Apple was so slow to list wireless chargers in their store, because the risk of overheating and shocking the user is really pretty high with a lot of these. So they finally went forward with the Belkin, and then here we are now recalling it. So that's why they're not that easy to find.
All right, number four, the cancellation of Airbnb spaces in Washington for the inauguration. What do we have here?
Yeah, Airbnb and their subsidiary Hotel Tonight, which is a last-minute hotel booking site. It's actually very convenient. If you're traveling into a city and you don't want to book in advance, it's actually a really helpful tool. So all of those bookings in the D.C. metro area have been canceled. If you are an Airbnb host, they are not losing money. They're actually going to be reimbursed by Airbnb. But because they have no security in these Airbnb sites, they have no there are no security cameras, it's just too difficult for them to monitor the situation and to monitor who's going in and out of these units. So they've just decided, for safety, for everybody's sake, they're just canceling all the reservations.
Number three, a rival for WhatsApp.
Yeah, if you had asked me a week ago what Signal was, I would have told you a million things, like car Signal. Like, I could have told you a million things, but I never would have known. Yeah, never would have known that it was an actual app. But now everybody seems to know about Signal. They have had a 4,200% increase in downloads this week because they are they were a very, very small rival to WhatsApp. Now they're a big baller. And WhatsApp, of course, last Wednesday, as literally as people were breaking into the Capitol and no one was talking about anything else, WhatsApp decided to send a notification to their users that, oh, by the way, if you don't sign on and agree to giving away all of your personal data to Facebook, which is the owner of WhatsApp as of a couple years ago, then you will lose access to the app. Well, this obviously did not sit well with people, and once things calmed down with the Capitol riots and people started paying attention to their emails again, everyone decided to get rid of WhatsApp, and they have downloaded Signal. Elon Musk and Edward Snowden, two very polarizing figures, they both endorsed Signal, and so right at that moment, actually last week, there was an 11,700% increase in Signal downloads. So that's going to be the new WhatsApp, pretty much.
Number two, at-home testing for COVID.
This has been something that a lot of people have been waiting for since basically the pandemic began. So it's almost 1 year now since these the cases of COVID. And if you go onto Amazon, you can buy a Dexterity Diagnostics at-home COVID saliva test. It's $110 for a single test, or you can buy a bundle of 10 for $1,000. And these are the most accurate saliva tests. It takes about 2 days to get your test results sent back to you.
Number one.
Well, the big story this week, all the big tech has pulled their funding from political figures. We'll see where this goes. It's a developing story.
No, we have a mistake here. We still have a minute. So what do we have? Let's give people a little more information
sure.
on the
So
the
Facebook, Microsoft, AT&T, and Google all announced this week after the Capitol riots that they are freezing all of their political funding, and they're going to reassess. What this really means is they right now know they're under scrutiny, and they don't really want to have the public be digging into who they give their money to. That's what this really means. This isn't about, oh, the moral high ground, and we're just going to, you know, we don't want to support anyone who was against the election or was for the rioting. What this really means is they give to the left, the right, the center, they give to everybody, and they don't want anyone to really put a spotlight on whose pockets they're lining. And I think it's a cynical take on it, but that to me is just the truth. So they have put out this statement that it's about, you know, the election. It's not. This is just about covering their own butts, basically.
All right. So there you go. The top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.